Welcome to Math with Demon Slayer. If you're listening to this, you probably suck at fractions. But don't worry, I do too. But if you don't suck at fractions and you're really good at it, well, thank you for still watching. Or listening, actually. So, for today's episode, since I suck at fractions, I'm not going to be teaching you all the math. Math will be taught to you by both Muchiro and Kokushibo. Wait, before we actually start this episode, I'd like to warn you there will be spoilers to the Swordsmith Village arc, episode 9, Muchiro Tokito, Miss Hashira, and the Infinity Castle arc from the manga, the Kokushibo fight, so spoilers. And if you don't like spoilers, or you're overseas and currently that country doesn't have the unclear, if you want to skip this, sure, I don't mind, because, I don't like getting spoilers, and I don't think you guys like getting spoilers, too. So, yes. So, first of all, we'll be starting with Half Fractions by Kokushibo. So, Kokushibo will be using Muchiro as Genya Shinazukawa and Muchiro as an example. So, first, you have one whole of Genya. He's one whole. But then, you slice him in half, like a sandwich. So one whole divided by two is one half. But then I don't know where his other half goes, so one of them is gone. So we have one half of him left and a crying sound in me saying the F word. I don't know why that's appropriate. I kind of wish he said that in the anime though. Okay, next, Muchiro. You slice him in half. His bottom part of the body, I don't know where it went. I don't really know where it went in the manga. I couldn't really see it because I didn't read properly. But his upper part, he only put his haori on it. So, we have one hole divided by two. And then one is gone. So, one half of Muchiro left. Kokushibo is very good at making sandwiches. I think he should own a Subway. Yeah. If Kokushibo should own a Subway, really, he should own one. He's very good at making sandwiches. Okay, next. Even bigger fractions with Muchiro. Now, Muchiro will be using Gyoko as an example. So, a human has three parts. I'm not really good at this, but yeah. I'm not good at that. Okay, so, the head, the torso, and the lower part. So, if Muchiro beheads Gyoko, two-thirds of his body remain and one-third is gone. And then his body disintegrates. The two-thirds disintegrate and there's only one half of him left. Then Gyoko starts regenerating his torso. So two-thirds of him, one half of him is there. Also known as two-thirds. Then Muchiro gets real mad. And then he slices and dices him into many parts. And he becomes a professional sushi chef. Muchiro should own a restaurant. Then gets shut down by Kokushibo. Kokushibo takes over that restaurant and becomes a Subway. Yeah. Thank you for listening to Math with Demon Slayer Episode 1 Fractions. If you would like more Math with Demon Slayer, comment and tell me what topics you want. I will try to do them if possible. And yeah. So, I hope you enjoyed. I know I haven't been posting a lot. And I want to kind of do some more math with Demon Slayer because it's really funny. And yeah. Bye!